this conference will.
The reason I chose this topic really had more to do with some inquiries that have come my way from a number of people about, Mary Jo, what language do you use? How do you approach people? What do you say to them? All this kind of stuff. People were asking me scripting, and I don't do scripting because I'm just not, for me, language comes naturally. A lot of you might want some help, though, with specific words and things like that on how, you know, how do I discuss this with people? What's a good way to lead into it? You know, what can I say that's new and refreshing? And one of the things so that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk about this topic. The other reason I wanted to bring this topic up today is because over the last two weekends, as I've been saturated, because as you well know, when you go to the Mana Quest and when we went to Las Vegas, you know, you're sitting in a chair and you're sitting there for endless hours and you're listening to people, and I take copious notes, as you well know, and then I read through them because that's how I learn. I don't learn from listening. I learn from reading and training. That's my listening route. I mean, my learning route. So it was just massive, the number of things that people were saying, the languaging that was coming off stage from people, and the ideas, they just brought this newness to me about things that I should be using when I'm communicating with people. So I wanted to try to share that with you guys to just say, hey, here's maybe some new things, ways that you can represent yourself, ways you can talk about Manatech, ways you can talk about our opportunity, ways you can talk about our, you know, give for all these things that we're doing today that might open and enlighten people, and it might give you more different terminology to use to just have a fresher approach to your Manatech business. Because I still think there are a lot of you out in the audience today listening to this call who are still stuck. I mean, you're still out there going, I don't know what to say. I don't know what language to use. I don't know what to tell people. Because you're still tied back into the old-timey stuff that we used to do with testimonials and stuff. And I think until you break that and you start developing new languaging, you're going to stay stuck. Now, I'm not going to let you go victim to what happened at the Texas AG, because I'm going to tell you it's all choice. It's just a choice you make. You can choose to be effective or you can choose to be ineffective. It's a choice. So any of us are capable of coming up with new languaging and new. But perhaps after today's call, some of the language that we'll discuss today will help you and just give you some new words to use, some new phraseology that will help you get out and feel more comfortable and confident going out and talking to people. Because there's our problem. We need to be out there talking to people as frequently as possible to open and introduce new possibilities in their lives, both for health and for finances. And never a better time than our healthcare crisis that's absolutely hit it's hitting a peak, and our financial crisis, which is not going to go away. So you've got, you know, the timing couldn't be better to go out there and talk to people about these issues and get in their heart and in their lives in a significant way. And some of you are also saying, well, Mary Jo, I can't do that because I'm financially a wreck. Well, no better than being a financial wreck than going out and helping people join you to get out of your financial wreck state, right? I mean, that's what it's about. You can have a lot of camaraderie. You can have a lot of empathy with somebody because you can feel the same way. So, you know, don't underestimate the power of empathy and the power of your love for other people. And that's what this is about. This is what we're about. Okay, so one of the first things, before I start talking about the languaging, I wanted to share with you some other languaging that occurred on Saturday when they're in Las Vegas. Al Ballo was on stage, and this was so powerful, I wanted to share it with you because maybe it'll get I might cause a little laughter from you, but I wanted to share this with you because it was really incredible. It's exactly what I believe, but Al put it so appropriately. He was, you know, we had a big group out there, about 100, 150 people on Friday night for an opportunity meeting, and Al said on Saturday, when he got on stage and was doing some of the teaching and training, he said, you know, last night, at the end of the night, this 21-year-old came up to me, and he kind of looked at me and he goes, you know, I don't know about this whole thing. He says, I'm looking around, and this sounds like the, you know, like one of those pyramid schemes or one of those, you know, I just, you know, it's I was interested in the information and great presentation and, you know, it got me excited for here and there, but I, you know, this just feels like this. It's one of these pyramid scheme type things and, you know, and I don't know if that's what I want to do. And Al looked at him. He said, here's the two things he came back with. One, he said, well, look around the room. How many people were here tonight, do you think? And the guy said, I don't know. And he says, well, about 100, 150. So you can look at it this way. They're either 100 and 150 crazy people and you're the only sane one, or they're 100 and 150 people that know what they're doing and you might be the crazy one. I just thought that was so refreshing. I mean, you and I might not say that to somebody, but Al can get away with it. I think we can get away with it too, as long as we do it from having, you know, not being mean and ugly about it, but just the reality of what he's exposed to. And his second thing he said, let me tell you a story. He says, you know, how old are you? And the kid told him he's 21. And Al said, well, you know, about the same time I was your age, he said, in my 20s, he said, I was an immigrant, first generation immigrant coming to the United States. And he said, I went to school, and I decided I want to be an engineer. So here I am going to school, deciding that I want to be an engineer so that I could get a job and lead a mediocre life. But then somebody invited me to a meeting just like the one you're at tonight. And when I looked at that possibility, he said, how could I ever want to go back to the other dream, which really wasn't much of a dream, when I could have all of that? And he said, within 3 years of that meeting, I was in the top 0.25% of income earners in all of the United States as a first-generation immigrant. Now, I'm going to ask you, it's just choice. What do you want? And I thought that was great languaging, so I just thought I would share that with you. I loved both of them equally as much. I love the idea that when you go in a meeting like that and you think, oh, there's a pyramid scheme, and you know, you're calling everybody in the room crazy, and you're the one that's sane, and you got 150 people that are doing this and committing their lives to changing other people's lives. And the second one being the one about, you know, you have a choice. You can have a job and lead a mediocre life, or you can choose to be financially independent, and you can choose to have the opportunity to impact lives all over the world because of your financial independence. It's a choice that you make, and it's just one that you have to make. And you can choose either one. There's no right or wrong. It's just a choice. It's who you are and what you're made of and what you want to do and what you want to create in your life. So I just thought I'd share that with you because I got a lot of humor out of it, and I thought that's very bold and very direct, and I like that because so many times, you know, some of us try to be so overly sensitive to everybody's issues that we get caught up in their issues instead of recognizing what they're really saying. I mean, when people look at you and say, is this a pyramid scheme, you know, where it's just, you know, there's all, where people commit fraud, and you go, is that what you're telling me I'm involved in? Is that what you're suggesting? We forget what people are really saying. I mean, we try to be so sensitive to them that we need to stop and say, whoa, what are you telling me about me? What are you saying about me? So, okay. All right, so let's jump in and talk about what's on the outline today and languaging, okay? Languaging. What do I say? I have a brand new contact. What do I say? I don't even know how to get my tongue going. I don't know how to start talking to somebody. I don't even know where to begin. I'm sitting at a post office. What do I say? Well, I read this in an article this weekend as well. It said cultures need to look attractive in order to attract their tribe. Now, a lot of you are familiar with tribe today. There's a lot of books out there. In fact, I think I did a book review on tribes and stuff. But the what this language is really telling you is that you have to be sensitive to who you're with. So if you're working with a young person, you can't, you know, be old and crotchety. You got to come from a position of fun, loving, and kind of a carefree atmosphere of where a person of that age would be. You know, what are they? So you got to be sensitive. And when this fellow used the word culture, I would say age sensitive, culture sensitive, all across the board. So be cognizant. This is just an opening statement. To be the best you can be is to always be cognizant of the person that you're with. So you know right away you can make some assumptions. We're not always right about our assumptions, but we can make some assumptions about age group, you know, kind of how they're dressed a little bit. And for me, I always try to determine what reality quadrant they're in, so I can communicate in their quadrant instead of trying to always hang out in what's perceived to be my quadrant. So it's, you know, whatever that is for you, know that, you know, every person's not absolutely identical. And we all know that. We're all made differently. We all have different personality quadrants. We all, you know, are different ages and different backgrounds and things. So if you can, you know, kowtow to what you know about the person, then you're going to be better off. So you can get a little prepared as you're dealing with people, especially if it's somebody that you have information on. Secondly, what's the always the thing you want to do? You want to determine what their need is or what the interest is of your new contact. It's not about what you're interested in. It's about what they're interested in. So we have plenty of ways to do that. You don't ever want to prejudge people and put an interest in them that they don't have. So there's many ways to figure out what their interests are. And we've talked about this numerous times. You're familiar with form, family, occupation, recreation, motivation slash mission. Those are just, it's just a word, an acronym, which is actually a word, form, that you can memorize in your brain because every time you get to meet somebody, you can think about form and you can right away know, oh, I can just talk about family, occupation, recreation, or motivation or mission. So it gives you ideas of where you can start focusing because your whole concept here is to talk about them. So you're going to ask questions about them. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with this process, I suggest you, because there are a lot of people that could be new on this call that are just starting in their network marketing business, I suggest you get Michael Oliver's book on natural selling and read about the discovery section because that's what it is. It's discovery. We're focused on them. What are their needs? That's what we need to do. All right? So you're going to find out what their need is. Well, and we're going to talk about how to respond to that in later part of the outline. But first of all, you got to find out what it is. Is there a need? Is they have a health need? Do they have a financial need? I can tell you that today people are going after financial needs probably 90% of the time. A lot of the people in Manatech that always approached it from a health perspective are looking for financial. Why? Well, as one presidential said in a phone call about 3 weeks ago, Advance Amanda Quest, she said, the one thing I've recognized is there's not anyone out there who isn't interested in improving their financial state. So that's why I lead with that, because I know it's universal. You know, we have this health concept where some people think, oh, I eat healthy, oh, I get everything I need from foods, oh, I don't believe in it. I think that, you know, your body is genetically made up and it's going to do whatever it's going to do. I mean, you know, we have so much nonsense around the health field that when it comes to finances, everybody needs more money. So that's why she said that. But anyway, but you want to go out and find because that's truly really where you're going to get the best results if you can help show somebody how what you have may be exactly what they need to meet whatever that interest is or need that they have. Now, if you can't tell, if you go through a short little brief discussion, you can't tell what their interest is from a little bit of the conversation you have. What I always do is I always fall back on the recession because we're all in the midst of this recession. It's not going away. It's been with us now. Started in 2008, and it's going to continue. I mean, that whole explosion of understanding we had this, like, superficial economy that we were running, right, and it all collapsed. It's not going to go away, these problems we have. So I like to talk about how the recession might be impacting them. So I gave you some language in here that I like to talk about, and people always are interested in what you might have read or what information is out there. So you can use the information I put in. I read an interesting article the other day that suggests many of the jobs we lost will never come back. In fact, it suggested that we'll not get back to where we were for a very long time, ever. And we all need to start preparing to take care of ourselves because of the impact this is having on Social Security and Medicare. Did you ever think about that? How it might impact you and your family? See, those are great questions because you're bringing them new information about what this recession really is. We really aren't going to get a lot of those jobs back that are lost and lost forever. And because of where we are today, we really all need to start taking responsibility for our own future because of the impact this is having on Social Security and Medicare and other things that we thought might have supported us as we go through our later years. But, you know, what are you doing about it? Or what have you thought about it? Have you thought about it? You see, that opens up a great conversation. So there's just some language for you that can help to open a conversation. Notice my language. What is it leading into? It's leading into financial, for sure. But it also, when I use the word Medicare or Medicaid, what else does it talk about? It talks about the impact on health as well. So it can go both directions. But it is kind of leaning, because of recession, it is really leaning towards the financial arena. But it also gets into medical as well. And you might want to put, I know my outline says Medicare, you might want to put Medicaid, because that's usually the one that we talk about the most when we talk about retirement instead of Medicare, so Medicaid. Okay, Another possibility, this one I read in an article over the weekend, and I thought it was great. I thought when you talk to somebody and you talk to them, you might talk about the, you know, what's going on in the risk, how's it impact. You go, you know, here, let me ask you this. If you imagine one day your boss says to you, bad news, we're going to have to lay you off because of the current recession. And then he adds, but you know what? If you were to work just 1 hour every day from 5 to 6 o'clock, Monday through Friday, for no extra pay, we'll let you keep your job. What would you say then? And the person you're talking to would say, oh, yeah, I'd probably say, yeah, to keep my job, I'll work an extra hour for nothing. I mean, you know, jobs are so sparse today, the recession and everything, right? But your boss then goes on further and says, it is kind of bad news, but there is some good news. For that one extra hour, after 3 years, we're going to let you retire at full pay. Now, that's a bonanza. Well, you know what that is, people? Welcome to network marketing. Isn't that a fun way to present network marketing? I thought that was just a delight. So I think you ought to try that on some people this week if you can. Just kind of talk about, you know, if you were about to get laid because of the recession, the boss came in and was going to lay you off and said, you know what, because of the recession, we can't afford to keep you anymore, we're going to lay you off. You get depressed. What's your response? You get depressed. No job. But then he comes back and he says, but if you work one extra hour a day, 5 days a week, at no pay, then we'll let you keep your job. Well, now you're excited again. But then you say, you have to work at no pay, but you know what? The good news and bad news. The good news is you may not get any pay, but after 3 years, you get to retire at full pay. I mean, it's just what to me was really cute. I don't know if you like it. It's great. If it's language you want to use, it's great. But I just found it this weekend, and I thought, wow, I'm using that because I think people can relate to that. They can see how, you mean, if I just work an extra hour a day, no pay for 3 years, and that's really what network marketing is about. Give me an hour a day, 5 days a week for 3 years, and you'll be in like Flint. You'll be taking care of all that financial insecurity that you're talking about today. Of course, it depends, like some of you know, what are you doing with that hour? Are you surfing the internet, or what are you doing, right? I call it contacting 3 to 5 people a day. That's what I'm doing with my 1 hour. Okay, so what if their interest, so that's just kind of so that whole first section was just how do I find out what their interest is, how do I get them talking, how breaking that ice, kind of getting to find out what their need is or their interest in. So what if their interest is in health? What kind of language are you communicating to people today if they say they have a health problem? Because, you know, the stuff of the past you can't use, so we got to talk about what we can discuss today and all these kind of things. And all of you probably have developed language around it, but I'm just going to give you, again, new languaging that I've been hearing from Manatech, from the stage, and I'm incorporating into my new languaging because I like it so much. One of the things I've heard over and over again for the last couple of weeks on stage was the Council for Responsible Nutrition recently came out with 3 pillars to good health. Number 1, good diet. Number 2, take safe and appropriate supplements. And number 3, exercise. That's a great bit of information to share with people. Is good diet possible today? Well, their suggestion is to do the best we can, acknowledging that even those of us, I relate to myself, eating 5 to 7 servings of organic fruits and vegetables per day, little or no processed foods, drinking mostly good water, still need supplements. So good diet's not enough. Now, Sam Cast from Stage made the statement. I loved it. So I put it in there. I gave him his credit. And a lot of things I put in quotes are things that came off of Stage. He said, Manatech has the most advanced nutritional technology in the world today. I love that. Has the most advanced nutritional technology in the world today. So there you go, people. There's a great statement to make. So when you're talking about Manatech, you can use that languaging. We all need real food nutrition. Food is comprised of synergistic blends, but just taking a vitamin mineral supplement will not suffice. Manatech has the exclusive right to the patented growing process, which delivers plant-based minerals. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about food is synergistic. So it's not just isolating a vitamin out of food and putting it into a vitamin A capsule. That's not going to work because it needs to be food matrix because of the synergistic quality of what's in food. there's other nutrients that interact with the main one that you're trying to extract, and you leave those behind and you don't get the impact. Here's another concept that you can say to people. What is it, why is it that 60% of our population in the United States of America is consuming a vitamin mineral supplement on a daily basis, and we still have some of the highest rates of heart disease, diabetes, and cancer in the world? Why is that? Because it's not working. We need real food, and we need certain nutrients that are not just vitamins and minerals. So it's not, you can't isolate just a vitamin A and put it in a bottle and think that's going to satisfy what the body needs. See, the reality check there. It's what we're doing isn't working, so we need to do something different. That's just called what? Getting out of the insanity trap. Because remember, our definition of sanity is to keep doing what you've always been doing and expecting different results. Well, we have enough statistics to show what we've been doing in the United States of America for the last 40 years isn't working from a health perspective in any way, shape, or form. So we need to do something different. And then these products address the number one health issue today. That's another important thing to say about Master's Products. They address the number one health issue today. And the number one health issue today is not anything to do with a disease condition. It's all about undernourishment, which in its extreme severe case is called malnourishment. So you can use that terminology. In its most severe case, it's malnourishment. So our number one health issue today is undernourishment. Why do we know that? Because one-third to one-half of all children die from this condition on an annual basis. So, incredibly critical. You can take any other disease condition that doesn't come close to the impact that malnourishment or undernourishment has on our society. And our kids in our own country, it's not about, malnourishment isn't about Africa, it's about the guy and kid next door who's 50 pounds overweight. That child's malnourished. When you talk about who is Manitech, when you want to talk about it, you can talk, the company has coined the phrase live for real, a promise that is anchored in two pillars, healthy living for all based on science-based real food technology products proven to support your cellular health, and a culture of people who feel passionate about touching lives around the world. That's our promise. That's who we are. That's what live for real is about. It's about two pillars. The pillar of health through real food technology products that support the cells so that we can truly be healthy, and a culture of people who feel passionate about touching lives around the world. Isn't that? That's a great definition. I don't know if you guys have talked about Manitech, who we are, who is Manitech. I love that. That just kind of hit home to me, so it might help you in languaging. Why take supplements? Well, Dr. Boyd came up with this, and I thought it was terrific. When he talks about, there's three questions you need to answer. Number one, is there a scientific rationale to take the supplement? In other words, where's the science? Why do I need it? And we can look at statistics about the lack of servings of fruits and vegetables, that 50% of our population doesn't even consume any, you know, vegetables on a daily basis. Or I mean, the statistics are, you've got those all in all the presentations that we have. I think it's not 50, I think it's 25% of all population doesn't eat a vegetable a day. Or doesn't eat any vegetables, I think it was. 25% said they don't eat any vegetables. But those statistics are horrific about fruits and vegetables and how critical phytonutrients are for our body and the science validity of that. So there's plenty of science to tell us we're not eating what we need in terms of, and 90% of our foods that we eat today are processed foods. That's published data. So the shortage of nutrients is a given. Is there evidence of its efficacy? And, of course, with Manitech, you've got the basic science, the science of glycobiology, you got all the scientific schedule, you know, information we have around synthetic vitamins and selenium being the only one that's absorbed if it's not in a plant source through the intestine. I mean, all this, we have clinical trial studies, we've got publications, we got presentations, we have international collaboration. All of that is there to show the efficacy of these products. And then, is there evidence that they are safe? And Manitech has documented safety and quality on every single one of our products. They have quality control, quality advisors. We have the GMPs, the certified GMP, good labeling practices, good manufacturing practices. All of those Manitech has support with. They also have product safety monitoring, clinical trials, NSF certification. It's huge. And people, if you don't have that down, that's something you should be sharing with everybody you talk to. I carry around an NSF certification sheet with me with a list of the products that are NSF certified. Why? Because NSF certification does all that for us. It says a lot. You have an independent third party that's been around since 1944 or something that certifies nutritional supplements, that they're exactly what's on the outside of the bottles, inside the bottle, active ingredients, that they're pure, that they meet general manufacturing procedures, all these things, because they're certifying to this on our product. And we don't do it because we have to do it. The pharmaceutical companies have to have quality control regulations followed. They are required. Granitech doesn't have to. They do it because it's good business and because it's about you and I getting the best quality and knowing we have the best quality that we can get. So that's a great one. So you can talk about Manitech from that perspective. Why would you take, why do you take supplements? Here's the three things you want to look at. Here's how Manitech, fesses up to these three aspects. Okay, materials to share. When you share materials with people, this isn't really what this call is about. But I just listed some of the things that we're using today. I mean, everybody's using different things. It's really your choice. Talk to your upline about it. Work with your people. I like the Ambertose story with Sam. I think it's a little long. It's 30 minutes, and I'm not sure people are going to spend that much attention to it, but it still is one of the best things out there. Four Core, the brochure, the Four Core products. ManitechScience.com website if I have people that want some more science, want some links. And then any links to specific products or science. If somebody has specific products or science that they want to know about, I have that available as well. You can take all those links and link virtually anything that's on the Manitech website and make a link out of it and directly send it out to people. So it's so easy to communicate that information today. Manitech has enhanced their website to allow us to be the best we can be in the marketplace sharing this information.
Mary Jo?
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
It's Susie Chapin. I just want to interrupt quickly. I pulled up this morning, that akimpact.com, that was that darling little...
AKImpact, the one that was at ManaQuest?
Yes, and yeah. They now have all sorts. They have 1, 2, 3, 4 that I pulled up just in a short period of time. Some of the pieces are 10 minutes, but they're Sam. He talked about the healthcare crisis. He talks about the wellness revolution, Manna Relief, and they're all available.
Wonderful.
So go on it. It's fabulous.
Go on it. It's a great website. Say it again. I know it's on my outline from last week.
It's akimpact.com. And those are the three guys, young people from Canada that love Manitech, and they're dynamite presentations.
Wonderful.
And they also have that little tiny one, which is like 2 minutes, about, I can't
real?
Remember what to call it. It's called, Give for Real, Donation Through Consumption.
Right, the one that's got the parachuters on it, which is terrific.
Yes,
Thanks, Susie. Great.
And they're all available.
Uh-huh. You can just go there and you can link people to that. Great, perfect.
Yep.
And there's so many... We all know all the links we have on YouTube and all that. Say thank you, Susie, for the contribution.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a lot of information out there, people, that's available for linkage today. And this call wasn't about materials. I just ended up getting there because, in my natural progression of sharing with people, I always get to the next step of what to share with them after I get done with my brief presentation. But you always want to have materials. But what you want to do is I just suggest you go out and you look at a lot of these things and you pare it down to what suits you best. But you need to know what's available. And this is something that you need to do, once every couple months you need to just do a little research project to see what's available so that you might find something just like Susie just landed on AK Impact and she fell in love with the materials that are there. Well, they weren't there 2 months ago, so it's a brand new site. It's got new materials out there, so she's going to use some of that. You've got to stay on top of this because new things come out all the time, and it's important to stay on top of what's available. I will try. I was thinking about doing something on the Manitrain website to just continuously update materials available for sharing, something like that, so people can go there as well. Because I know it's a lot of you don't want to spend the time and effort, and you don't know where to go to get them. So maybe we'll develop a section that just say hottest new materials being used in marketing, and maybe we'll put that on Manitrain. So I think it'd be an asset for us. We're doing it with our Hispanic Blitz, but we're not doing it with just, you know, the regular Manitech sharing.
Mary Jo, it's Susie again. Hi. Also, don't forget Sam's elevator speech.
Yeah, in fact, I got a new Sam elevator speech from
the... Oh, good.
Yeah, I got a new one. Thanks for bringing that up. Lydia took my computer, but I'll send it out to all of you guys. Last week I gave you what I heard from stage, his elevator speech, but he did it again this weekend, and I was much... You know, there's nothing better when you're taking notes in presentations. If it's being translated into if it's bilingual, being translated into Spanish, you should have seen me. I probably got every word down because I always had a break when they were doing the translation in Spanish. I got the break to be able to catch up on typing in. So I had my laptop there, and I was typing in everything that was being said from stage. So I had a blast doing that at the Las Vegas trip. So I'll send out to you guys as soon as we get off the call. I promise you I'll send up the new elevator speech that I heard from Sam about his introduction to Vicente Fox, and you'll love it. It's just a great one. It's just super, because I gave what I remembered on the ManaQuest outline, but this one I got word for word. So, and I'm sure Sam changes it every time he tells a story, but that's just because he says what he remembers. Okay, so we'll get that out to you, too. I'm putting a note on that, Sam's elevator speech. All right, so let's go next. So what if the person's interested? So that kind of covers... Does everybody get that? That kind of covers a lot of the health. Now, you're going to have your own things to say. Remember, this outline today and this call today is just giving you additional languaging, additional ideas on what you can say to try to lead somebody down a path. If it helps you, great. If it doesn't, if you've already got your languaging down pat, then stick to what you have. A lot of this is new. It's new information that they've given on the stage the last 2 weeks, and I just want to make sure it's in your hands. What if they're interested in financial? What if they're, and of course me, I go, yahoo, somebody's going to become my business partner. I'm excited about that. Well, what I like to do when somebody's interested in financial, I like to really, really drive them to what the why is. So I reinforce them as in their desire to build some financial security. So sometimes it's easier for people to openly communicate that if you share from your heart your why. So I can say for me it was providing my brother's kids with college education and preparing for retirement without Social Security. How do you like that? Preparing for retirement without Social Security. What is it for you? So you see, you really want to get that isolated. You really want them to get the why about financial. It's because wanting more money is not the answer. You cannot go up to people and say, you want more money? Great. Here, let me show you how to get it. You are so disconnected with that human being. Because wanting more money means nothing. It's why do they want more money? What is it that more money is going to do for them? Where is that heart? What is the most crucial part of that for them in right now, today, in their life? Does it mean, you know, providing college funds for the kids? Does it mean taking their house back out of foreclosure? I mean, there's a zillion and one reasons why people need more money. And you want to get to the heart of that. You don't want to just do it because it's about money. And you can also ask, what would an additional $1,000 or $2,000 per month do for you and your family? You know, so ask those kind of questions. That's, you know, so you got to look at that. So after I do that with the person, then I get right into it. I just go, well, let's take a look at how this can happen. So I want to first review who we are and what our products are. So you've got to go back to, you know, you're never going to get outside the realm of who we are. So you want to talk about who Manitech is. You know, we coined the phrase live for real because the promise is anchored in two pillars, a promise for a better lifestyle for people through health and finances, as well as a culture of people who want to impact others' lives. You know, so that's why I'll add the health and finances. Notice I didn't say that in my two pillars just under health, but when you're talking about finances, you want to add that language there. We're helping people with health and finances. That's a first pillar, a live for real. So you can talk about who is Manitech, you know, and then you can talk a little bit about us being, you know, the same old stuff we've been using for ages, which is the language about us being a 17-year-old company and, you know, $400 million in sales and, you know, we get stability. One of the things that, I didn't write it in here. Sorry, guys. I'll send this out to you, too. One of the things that Al Balla talked about was the four S's. He talked about the company being the four S's. Let me think if I can remember off the top of my head. The first one was stability. that we have a company of stability. And I will send this out to you because I think this is important language. I will add this when I send out Sam's new quote. S for stability. The second S, I believe, was science. The next one was seamless downline. And, you know, I can't remember what the fourth one is. Socially responsible is the last one. How could I forget that one? Okay. Socially responsible. So Al developed this, and he said, this is who Manatech, you know, if you think about talking about Manatech, think about the four S's, you know, the stability of our company, the science we have behind it, the seamless global downline, and then socially responsible. Of course, the seamless global downline is important for Mexico and international expansion. It's not important if you're signing your next door neighbor up, perhaps. But he might be Hispanic. I mean, who knows? And if they're going to grow their business internationally, seamless global downline is awesome, a part of it. So anyway, so those are the four S's to Manatech when you talk about it. And that's what he, so that's how Al talks about it. And again, I'll get that out to you in a separate email after we're done here. I show them the plan. The plan that I used today is a 4x4 plan, and I attached it for you guys to see exactly what we put together to talk about a 4x4 plan, building business teams of four. So you register as All-Star, you do a $100 product investment every 4 weeks, and you find four who will do the same. And it just shows you how you build your business, and then upfront bonuses on one column and residual income on the other column. So it's just basically showing how to grow your business and what kind of income you make at each of the different levels that you achieve. And that's what I use all the time. It's just fun. I've actually built the same sheet in Spanish for the Hispanic marketplace. So it's just a wonderful method of just showing the comp plan in an easy way instead of, you know, the yes plan. And I don't want people building 2x2 anymore. I really don't, especially if you're exploding your business. I want people to build 4x4. So that's because it produces the best level of income streams, and if people are really interested in the business, I want them to produce the best possible results. So I use a 4x4 plan, and they can see the different income levels. I also like to hand the person, when I'm sharing with them about the financial part of it, I like to show them how much income the different leadership levels make. So I use that sheet as well. And then the other thing I like to do is, what is the business plan? I mean, what is the system that we use to make this happen? And I read an article this weekend in Network Marketing Times, and it was from a couple of Norwegian people, and they made this statement over and over again in their article, that you need to build a system-based business. And I think so many of us are without a system. We're just out there floundering. We're not following any set system. We're just kind of seat of the pants doing Manatech. We might have a contact list, and we just kind of go out, add people, just kind of fly by night. And you know, that's one of the reasons it's not working, because there's no fixed system. So we really want to develop a system. Well, the tried and true system that's worked for a zillion years is the one Al's been teaching us for 2 years. I can tell you that on Saturday afternoon when Tim and Pony Altvater got on stage, what's the system they train people on? Mastering the four basics. So it's all about what you do is, number one, it's a list. Number two is contact. Number three is show the plan or show the products. And number four is follow up, get started, and now you start training those people as well. So the importance is that they understand it's just a cycle. It's a four-step. We master four steps. That's our whole business, is mastering these four steps. And we help train, teach, and everything, especially the concept of showing the plan and how to contact and invite. Those are the two critical. The bottom half of that circle are the true critical areas where we put the training in. So you help, you talk about that. Talk about support. We work as a team. We help with each other each step of the way. We help you make your list, making contacts for phone teams, and showing the plan. We will help you do all these things, but that's our business plan in a nutshell. So, and then I like to review with people when I talk about financial, the whole concept of the business tools Manatech provides through their website. I review manatech.com. Today you got a great thing because through your personal webpage, you can be proud of your personal webpage. I don't know how many of you have gone and gotten yours started, but you can be proud. Manatech automatically flipped over if you didn't go in and create one. But you need to put your picture and your story on there. And you have contact manager system. You have a business in a box, so you have your whole contact manager system built in your personal webpage. So if you haven't gotten familiar with that yet, people, I suggest you go do that. It's a great selling point. People love to have their own web pages. They love to see they can manage their business. You want to show them Success Tracker so they can see how you can manage your business and see that as your business grows. It's just excellent to give people the idea that they have tremendous support for building their business from Manatech through the internet and the marketing materials, or the materials that Manatech produces for us. And let's look at how to get started, All-Star Pack, how to build. Then I just get into, when I get done with the business operation, I say, okay, so let's look at how we get started. Our first step is what? Buy that All-Star Pack. Boom, boom, boom. Then our second step is get on automatic order. You know, da, da. And then I just go right through it. Boom, boom, boom. So that's how I operate with somebody who's interested in financial. And again, you can use the same kind of languaging. You can develop your own. But it gives you a roadmap to go on what you can use to keep it simple. You can, and go to your upline and talk about what system they want you to use. But I'm telling you, you can keep it simple. I'm learning in the Hispanic community how crucial it is to keep it very simple. They're not going to go after 25 pages of stuff. They want it simple. If they can put it all on two pages, they're happy as a bear. And I think other people appreciate simplicity as well. If they want to get more complicated, they can go do it on their own, but you can keep it simple with them. And then the last thing I wanted to just share with you this morning is to talk a little bit about this brand new DVD that's out there, Healthy Dose of Reality, which I love. And you can say, well, how are you using it? Well, Healthy Dose of Reality. Notice I didn't put that in here. What do I share with a new prospect, right? Because in my new prospect, I'm introducing them to Manatech, and I want them to get to know more about who we are. I'm already past the point of Healthy Dose of Reality. Healthy Dose of Reality is an icebreaker. It's not a, how do I learn more about Manatech piece. It's a piece that is either going to intrigue somebody or not intrigue them. So how do I use it? It's something that I use that I would send out if I had a list of 50, you know, emails and I wanted to just see if they might have some interest. It'd be the perfect piece. I could send out to people and say, hey, I'm sending out a 5-minute DVD, you know, whatever. But I gave you language that you can use. So you're breaking the ice. So you could say something like, you can hand it to anyone and ask them to take a look at it and give them back your impression, what your impression is. I like the language down in C where I say, I was a skeptic too, but this really opened my mind. Give it 5 minutes and see what you think. Or 5 minutes might forever change your life. Please consider watching this video. Or take a look and let me know if you have any questions. Another one is, did you ever feel there was something missing in our approach to health today? Here's a brief video. Let me know what you think. Huh? So that's the kind of languaging you can use on sending it out. But again, it's an icebreaker. It's something that you're going to be using to trigger to find out if somebody has some interest. It's not something you use to develop their interest and deepen their knowledge of Manatech, because it doesn't really give a lot of information about Manatech per se. It's just the icebreaker to see, do they have some interest. So there's some language that you can use, and hopefully you can get that out to, you know, tons of people. You got an email list, you got a broadcast list, you got whatever you want to do. You want to get that DVD in their face and see if they don't respond in a positive way. And if they do, then you get step two. That's when you go on and start talking. You know, form with them, what are they interested in, what's their concerns in their lives, and then meet their needs with either financial or whatever it might be. And notice that throughout most of the materials that I talked to you about today, I really didn't talk a lot about Give for Real. I did talk about it being a part of the pillars to our Live for Real, who Manatech is. And you can, your judgment on using the Give for Real program is your judgment. But my the way I use Give for Real is I use it as a credibility. When it gets to who is Manatech, when I go through the, you know, 16 years and all that, and I talk about the Live for Real, you can expand on that if you see that that's your prospect's heart. Because remember, there are a lot of people today that that's not their heart. There are a lot of people today that have a hard time focusing on anything but themselves because they're in such dire straits. This is a great side effect of what we do, donation by consumption. It's huge. But the idea is, you know, that when you get out there, if you try to lead with it, you may shut people down because they feel it's kind of entrapment. I use it as a credibility boost of who we are. So definitely the Give for Real program can be used as part of those pillars that we're so culturally, you know, entrenched in helping other people. We want to help people around the world. We want to impact people around the world. That's where you can expand on the Give for Real. and talk more about that. But that languaging I didn't put in here because that's already out there. You've got that. That's been going on since July. Most of the rest of the things I put in here are kind of new. They're kind of new language. Okay, people, I'm done. Does anyone have any questions, or does this help you guys at all? I showed it to Lydia. I said, Lydia, do you think I should talk on this topic? I don't know if I'm... Give me some feedback from the field, because I love languaging. Hello.
Hi, Mary Jo. It's Susan.
Hi, Susan. What do you think?
It's always helpful. I run into this a lot where people, you know, feel stuck on, like, what to say, how to say it. So having these things down on paper is really useful. So thank you.
Good. So it's something, even if though you might not need it, Susan, you know that you've got people in your organization that they just are dying to get, give me a sentence, right? And that's, good.
Mary Jo, it's Susie.
Yeah.
I've been in sales my whole life without knowing it. And I got so tongue-tied because there's so many different facets to Manatech. And I just cannot tell you. I got up at 5 this morning, put my system together, and here you're talking about it. And I've been, you know, futzing around for a year. And language, it comes real easy to me. But for some reason, Manatech just tongue-tied me.
Yep.
And this has been incredibly helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome, Susie. And I'm glad to hear that you are finally stepping out in a huge way. That's great. I support you 1,000%. Yeah,
I know you.
Mary Jo?
Yeah.
Mary Jo. Hello?
Hello?
Mary Jo, this is Fred. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yep. Hi, Fred. Wait, there's somebody else on the phone, too. Stay on. Let's do Fred first, and then we'll pick up on you. Okay, go ahead, Fred.
Sure. Okay. You mentioned something about that you're going to prepare a chart so that we can hold up in a meeting, in a Hispanic meeting, so they can get a visualization how to put names so they get organized.
It's part of the registration pack that I'm using now. When I send registration packs to Mexico, I have a chart that it has all the pesos on the right-hand side, how much they make at each level, and it's how they fill in their chart. And on the back, it has instructions. That has been completed in English. We're getting it translated as we speak. So it is part of our new Hispanic Blitz program that kicks off Wednesday. Yep.
So we'll have that available to download off of our computer.
Oh, absolutely. And it's got a dim picture of the Mexican flag behind it. So it's really pretty. I mean, it's nearly neat. Yeah. I showed it to Al Bala. He was real excited about it. Yeah.
So that'll be available sometime after Wednesday night then?
Exactly. You bet. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm looking for that because I'm doing a meeting Saturday and I'm going to use that.
Well, we'll get it in your hands by Saturday.
Okay. Thanks,
okay.
Mary Jo.
Uh-huh. You bet.
Mary Jo, it's Peggy, and you mentioned the ISCA certification test, which I see is available, but the booklet for training isn't that I could spot on. I didn't find it on Team Manatech. Do you know if it's someplace?
I don't know. Somebody said that it wasn't available yet as a PDF, which is a real problem for people who want to try to do that. I'm sorry for that. That's a Manatech little blip. Let me contact Manatech, see if I can find out for you and shake that loose, and I'll send you guys all an email on that, okay?
Fabulous, thank you. And it was great to get to meet you.
Yeah, great to meet you, too. Thanks for coming to Las Vegas. Great.
Oh, definitely. All right, Jill, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Where do you get the Healthy Dose of Reality DVD?
That's made by Manatech. You can order that from Manatech Direct. It's part of their MPM materials, so, yeah. And it's excellent. Have you seen it?
No.
Okay, this is what I want you to do, Nancy. I want you to go on Manatech's website, and because it's on there. They already have it available. You can watch it right on. I wish Lydia were here. I could ask her what the link is, but it's right on Manatech's web. Hang on a second. Let me see if I can get her. Hang on.
It's on the homepage, so you just go to manatech.com.
I saw it right directly on the homepage, yeah. So just look on the homepage, get on Manatech's website, and watch it there, and then call Manatech with your order. But it's great. But you can show it from that perspective, too. And I think they also have it on YouTube now. I mean, it's out there quite a few places. Yeah.
Thank you.
You bet.
Mary Jo?
Yeah.
I contacted Manatech, and my buddy, we were in a conference call last week about ISCA.
Yeah?
And they said that it was going to be out, the booklet, PDF portion of it was going to be out in 2 weeks. That was of last week. So I think next week is when they're targeting to get the PDF out.
Yeah, crazy though. A lot because the certification process is available. I will call them and see what maybe I can get Lydia to copy it and send it out. How's
that?
Because
that bothered me because I was doing my certification and then I got to a point where it says how do you contact the studio and I'm waiting for the booklet because I can't get certified without that information.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please send it out, Lydia. This is silly.
Yeah, because I think it's. I don't want people to be at a disadvantage. You know what I mean? I mean that wasn't their intent. That people that went to ManaQuest had this great advantage or anything. So I will. I'll talk to Lydia about that and see if we can't get that done today. Okay.
One last question. On the application, on the Hispanic Mexico application form, it's a little confusing as to where the enroller is supposed to be putting
that.
That's
very confusing, isn't it? And the reason for that, did you hear? Do you understand?
No.
I expressed this when I did my last training, but the Mexico application form, it says it's like participatado or something like that. I can't remember the exact name, but that's the sponsor. And then right in the same box as the sponsor information, it says the contact, the person who's the contact, that's the enroller. So the sponsor and enroller go in the same box, right underneath. The enroller's underneath the sponsor information. The bottom box in the column 2 is to be your upline presidential in the United States because Manatech's trying to trace all these forms back to who's the one that's active in the United States so they can keep track of who's actively building in Mexico.
That's weird because it doesn't say anything about upline presidential on the instructions.
Oh, thank you. I know. Well, and I don't think it has to. That's what they said in Las Vegas, upline presidential. But I think, Susan, if you're not a presidential and you're out there, you're executive or whatever your level is, doesn't matter, and you're doing a lot of it, then you want to be the – you put your name in there. I don't think – it doesn't – to me, they mentioned upline presidential, but I don't think you have to do that. They're just looking for the very active people who are actively doing this. So that you don't want to have, if you have 10 people in your organization that are out there reaching out to Mexico and you're kind of overseeing the work, tell them to use your name so that it all kind of feeds back to you because Manatech will be in touch with you because of the activity that's shown up. But if you have 10 people that are doing one apiece instead of one person, or two apiece instead of one person doing 20, you won't show the same level of activity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, Joe, in that follow-up meeting, they said that one thing is, we cannot use the term enroller. So
correct.
That's one reason that it's set up separately. And they also said that it's not necessarily upline presidential, and Al was going to check into it. He said upline leader is what the term he's been using now.
Right, yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to, although Al used upline presidential on Saturday, I think it's whoever is the upline that's actively going after Hispanic business. They want to try to find people who are the most active going after the Hispanic business, and that's how they're going to locate those people, by how many times their name pops up in that position on the form.
Mary Jo, could you think it would make sense to have about two or three sentences explaining to the Mexican population, how they can determine who the sponsor would be and who the
it's not the form. It's a, you know, the form I built. I just define the both of the things, so they understand what's on the form. They understand the form as well as they understand how to fill out their chart. And I make it real clear they only want a sponsor for.
All right, so that's.
That's the most important thing is you get people to understand you only want to sponsor four, but as soon as if you have more people you want to sign up, then you'll let somebody else be the sponsor, but you always keep the enroller, well, we don't call it enroller, but the contact is always two. You get it?
Okay.
You're the contact, but you're going to make other people the sponsor.
In the folders with the sign-up application, there are sheets there that or do explain this information in English on one side and Spanish on the other. So that's what I did, because I signed up somebody in Mexico last week, and I was like, you know, reading that, trying to figure out, okay, how do I fill this out? So that's how I fill it out.
But what they don't do, though, Susan, is they don't tell people to only sponsor four. They don't give you a business instruction. And that's what's so, that to me is the biggest missing link in that package.
Yeah.
Because people get it. They could go out and they could, you know, get 50 of those forms, and they could go become a centipede, and they'll have 50 people first line to them.
Oh, boy.
You know what a disaster that is, right?
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Okay, everybody. Good. Well, great call. Thanks for all the questions. We'll get to work on a few of the follow-up things, the four S's, the Sam's elevator speech, and then we'll try to get the edge to you today if we can. I'll talk to Lydia about that and make sure we're not breaching any Manatech issues. So, okay? All right. I love you all. Have a great week. Let's get to work. We got a lot of people out there waiting to hear from you, so go out and touch their lives. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you.